This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Oak Creek officials will discuss the Buc-ee's project at a plan commission meeting Tuesday. The proposed 74,000-square-foot convenience store and fueling station would be located on the southwest corner of I-94 and Elm Road. The project, featuring 120 gas pumps and EV charging stations, faces two public hearings before a potential March vote. It could open in early 2027 if approved. One person died in a mobile home fire early this morning in Waukesha. It happened near Elder Street and Grandview Boulevard. Not a lot is known at this point. We're working on learning more. Law enforcement says there's a potential link between a Nashville shooting this week and one in Madison earlier this month. 17-year-old Solomon Henderson was the shooter in Nashville this week. His social media account, according to ABC News, was followed by Natalie Rupnow, the Abundant Life Christian School shooter. Henderson, who allegedly killed a female student before taking his own life in a Nashville high school cafeteria, may also have interacted with Rupnow on social media prior to her attack in Madison last month. After a financial review, a DEI vice chancellor at UW-Madison has stepped down to a demotion. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
LeVar Charleston was the vice chancellor of the Division of Diversity, Equity, and Educational Achievement. University officials released a statement saying he'd be going back to being a clinical professor after a review of financial concerns. They didn't specify what those concerns were, but this comes after diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts were majorly targeted by the legislature last year, prompting the review.
After more than 100 years in the Milwaukee area, Master Lock's presence is coming to an end. Its parent company, Fortune Brands Innovation, plans to close the Oak Creek office and move operations to Deerfield, Illinois. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks trounced the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat 125-96 at Fiserv Forum. The win, despite some challenges getting back to Milwaukee from New Orleans, where the Bucks were stuck in a hotel during a record-breaking snowstorm. The start time to last night's game had to be pushed back an hour. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers:
showing up for a game 2 hours before the game off an airplane. My guess is that our science team would probably say not the healthiest thing to do. On the plane, we showed the guys their matchups. I told them to be prepared.
NFL, the Buffalo Bills face the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC title game Sunday at 5:30 from Arrowhead. Do the referees give the Chiefs a break when calling penalties?
I don't feel that way. I mean, I just try to play football at the end of the day. The referees are doing their best to call the game as fair and as proper as they possibly can. And all you can do is go out there and play the game that you love as hard as you can and live with the results. And so that's what we preach here in Kansas City.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Oscar nominations came out yesterday. 10 movies were nominated for Best Picture. But in the Best Supporting Actor category, there were 5 nominees, including Yuri Borisov for Anora, Edward Norton for his role opposite Timothée Chalamet in the Bob Dylan biopic A Complete Unknown, Guy Pearce was nominated for his role in The Brutalist, Kieran Culkin for the comedy drama A Real Pain, and his Succession co-star Jeremy Strong drew a nomination for his part in The Apprentice. A Complete Unknown, The Brutalist, and Anora all drew Best Picture nominations as well. In the Best Supporting Actress category, it was more good news for A Complete Unknown, as Monica Barbaro was nominated, to no one's surprise. Ariana Grande got a nod for her role in the blockbuster Wicked. Felicity Jones for The Brutalist. Isabella Rossellini is up for her role in Conclave. And after showing her musical side, the Academy recognized Zoe Saldana for her role in Amelia Perez. Every film these actresses were in was also nominated for Best Picture. Nice job, girls. We are hitting the height of award season buzz. The granddaddy of them all, the Academy Awards, are right around the corner, and the nominations are officially out. Let's start off in the category everyone is on pins and needles about: Best Sound. Just kidding. There's pretty much something for everyone, as 10 films from several genres have been recognized in the Best Picture category. Leading the nominations this year is the foreign film Amelia Perez with 13 nominations. The musical tells the story of a drug kingpin struggling with gender-affirming issues. Close behind Amelia were The Brutalist and Wicked with 10 nominations apiece. Conclave and A Complete Unknown also made an impressive showing with 8 noms each. Rounding out the nominees in the Best Picture category were In independent films Nickel Boys, Anora, The Substance, I'm Still Here, and the blockbuster Dune 2. There is your list of movies to check out before March 2. You have 6 weeks. Academy Award nominations were announced yesterday after a brief delay due to the LA fires. Here are your Oscar nominees for Best Actor. To no one's surprise, Adrian Brody was nominated for his role in The Brutalist. Timothy Chalamet pulled a nomination for his portrayal of Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. If there are heavy favorites, it's probably those two. Rounding out the category are Colman Domingo for his role in Sing Sing, Ralph Fiennes for Conclave, and Sebastian Stan for The Apprentice. It's anybody's game. Speaking of thespians, the nominations in the Best Actress category are also in and include Demi Moore, who makes her comeback, so to speak, in the horror film The Substance, Cynthia Erivo for Wicked, which was not a huge surprise, Carla Sofia Gascon for Amelia Perez, a film also nominated in 12 other categories, Mikey Madison for the comedy Anora, and Fernanda Torres for I'm Still Here. Good luck, all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 20, wind chills around zero. For tonight, some flurries or light snow showers, lows around 16. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs to the mid-30s. Sunny and 28 on Sunday. Monday, breezy and highs near 40. Currently 7 below zero.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.